From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Day to Day offers a simple explanation of congressional hearings. First, though, here is one.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I'm really pleased that the committee is taking the time to investigate the August 14th power outage that left.
Hearings begin today into the blackout that struck the Northeast last month, the power blackout. Congress is just back in Washington. They're dealing not only with the blackout, but with the long-delayed energy bill that may or may not fix some of the issues surrounding that power failure. Joining us is NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Alex.
Ron, these energy hearings today and tomorrow, what do you expect to come out of those? What's being sorted out there?
Well, we're going to hear a lot of talk from people who are in positions of authority having to do with energy, and it's going to be absolutely frightening to see how many people there are who are in positions of great authority over the electrical grid. I think the main value out of these 2 days of hearings will probably be a greater appreciation for the intersection of politics, technology, and business that is involved in this question and in delivering power to people every day.
Well, now, Congress does have an answer, or anyway, it has kind of half of an answer. It has this energy bill, which has been in the works for how long?
Years, back over a couple of administrations, back into the Clinton presidency. And in 2002, the Senate passed something that the Democrats liked, but the Republicans didn't, so it didn't go anywhere in the House. Now, this year, we got an energy bill out of the House, and then the Senate was not able to pass a similar bill that the Republicans were pushing. So right before they went away on vacation in August, they passed something that was more like the old Democratic Senate bill from when the Democrats had been in charge. A little strange, but the idea was to get to a compromise committee with the House. Now, of course, those differences turn out to be vast because the bills have entirely different philosophies. But because the Republicans are the majority party in the Senate and, of course, in the House, they think they might very well be able to take over this conference committee and write a compromise bill between the two chambers that really leans very strongly to the House priorities and the Republican priorities and be very strong on encouraging more energy production.
What are the Democrats going to have to say?
Well, the Democrats are probably going to have to rely on some sort of a filibuster in the Senate if they're going to have much to say. Otherwise, they're going to be fighting a rear guard action in this conference. And a big part of the reason for that is the blackout we just experienced, because suddenly everyone is interested in energy. And I think it's safe to say that back in July, when last Congress was meeting, this was not really very high on anyone's priority list, and most people were focused on Iraq and focused on the economy.
Yeah. Well, those remain big questions and subject of other hearings going on. All the congressional people have been home talking to constituents. What are they hearing about Iraq, and how big a question is this?
For the moment, people are uneasy about the mounting casualties, the mounting costs.
Those costs remain a central question. Many people in Washington are asking the administration, tell us what this is going to cost, but the Bush administration still won't do that. How can the administration turn to Congress and say, look, we're not going to tell you such a basic question?
Well, for the moment, they've been saying they just don't have the numbers, or at least they don't have numbers they consider to be accurate or responsible enough. Also, I think there's a timing factor here, which is to say that they would rather the Congress finish the appropriations process for fiscal 2004. Then the administration would like to come in and say, now we need this supplemental appropriation for later on in this year and into calendar 2004 that is much larger, but they're hoping it won't have to be so much larger that Congress will literally not support it. Clearly what they're hoping is that in the next weeks, Europe, NATO, the United Nations will come forward with more support so that the eventual cost to the United States will need to be less, and therefore it will be more easily and more palatably presented to Congress and to the public in general.
Thanks very much, NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving.
Thank you, Alex.